Hi. 10 days ago, I was standing in Swansea West as an election candidate for the Legalized Cannabis Alliance. And the Thursday before that, the Legalized Cannabis Alliance had its first party political broadcast, aired in Wales on BBC and ITV and on BBC Radio. There were 20 other LCA candidates standing around in the country. So our voices are being heard. We are the cannabis community. People, both black and white, are being intimidated, arrested, in some cases even imprisoned, and having our possessions or wealth confiscated. Sick and disabled people are being persecuted for cultivating a plant which had previously taken away their pain. It's a medicine that's been in use for thousands of years. There are even cases where people have been arrested and prosecuted just for allowing someone else to smoke cannabis in their house. The battle for rights has been fought by feminists, people of colour, the gay community, and now it is our turn, the turn of the cannabis community, to stand up for our right to experience altered states of consciousness, and cannabis is a safe way to do that. We need to confront the reactionary and fundamentalist view that all cannabis use is evil and should be prohibited and punished. People ask the question, would further decriminalization of cannabis increase its use? In Holland, where the use is tolerated for adults through coffee shops, the use of adults and children is around half what it is in Britain. Since classification to Class C, use has not increased, since the market is already saturated. There's even evidence among school children that it may have gone down. So there's no evidence there that decriminalization would increase use. Some people claim that the reason that cannabis is illegal is that it can make mentally ill. But what madness is it that alcohol is made more and more freely available with domestic violence, alcoholism, and antisocial behavior and self-damage that goes with it? If there is to be a debate about mental illness, let's have a debate about all the issues. Let's debate the fear, the paranoia that prohibition itself causes, and the isolation and social exclusion which is caused by the enforcement of these laws. Cheers. How can young people be given proper information about avoiding the dangers when they cannot risk telling their parents they're using cannabis? The only person they can trust is their supplier, and even they cannot even trust him or her. In 1998, the House of Lords had an inquiry into the scientific and medicinal uses of cannabis. The inquiry recommended, as a matter of urgency, that cannabis be rescheduled so it could be prescribed for medical use. That was 8 years ago, and it still hasn't happened. In 2001, the House of Lords held a second inquiry, and Charles Clark, then a Home Office junior minister, gave evidence and said that the Association of Chief Police Officers had issued guidelines that if their officers were given evidence of medical use, they should confirm it and then issue a caution only. Charles Clark is now Home Secretary. So, Mr. Clark, why are amputees, arthritis sufferers, MS sufferers, suicidal depressives still being threatened with imprisonment? Before I finish off, I'd like to say to all you accountants, and especially members of the legal profession, management, corporate executives, and people in Middle England out there who smoke cannabis, come out and own up that you are a user. The sunshine is lovely. And finally, when Tony Blair was at university, he had long hair and he fronted a rock band called Ugly Rumours. Well, I can say, Mr. Blair, there are some ugly rumours going around as to why you're continuing these prohibitionist policies. Ugly rumours that you are protecting the interests of the brewing industry with their 24,000 deaths a year. Ugly rumours that you are protecting the interests of the pharmaceutical industry, whose medicines causing side effects, including depression, panic, and suicidal tendencies. Ugly rumours that you are supporting George Bush in his so-called war on drugs, using military hardware on communities around the world, destroying people's homes, lives, and health. We are asking for respect for people, respect for their needs, and respect for the value of cannabis. Thank you.